This is WFAE. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. The CIAA tournament is back in Charlotte for its last run, at least for a few years. It will be in Baltimore next year through 2023. It pits historically black colleges basketball teams against each other and is one of the country's oldest athletic conferences, with 12 schools, including Johnson C. Smith in Charlotte. The women's and men's competitions kicked off today, with the finals scheduled for Saturday. The tournament has had its rocky times in Charlotte. There was the 15% CIAA tax the Ritz-Carlton added to customers' bills, known as the Black Tax, and there were some violent incidents at events not sponsored by the CIAA. I talked to CIAA Commissioner Jackie McWilliams about the tournament's run in Charlotte, its future, and early beginning.
I mean, if you can imagine going back in that day and you had athletes or students who wanted to play the game and didn't have any place to play. And so you have a group of gentlemen that come together, you know, to find this conference so that there's an opportunity for students to play the game of basketball where entry wasn't possible anywhere else.
Due to segregation.
And so, you know, CIAA has really been about opportunity and access to give students, business people, athletes, a place where they can be in an environment where there's culture, where they can learn, where they can play the games they love.
And the name changed as well, correct?
Yeah, it was the Color Collegiate Institute of Athletics.
And you've had a lot of players who have gone through CIAA tournaments who went on to professional. Can you tell me some of them?
Yeah, so, you know, the Earl the Pearl is one of our loves. He is from Philadelphia. He went to Winston-Salem State University. He was one of the first to actually play, and he is still engaged and involved with the CIAA. One of our younger players, Ben Wallace, who is retired. He was at Virginia Union University. I had an opportunity to coach him. Charles Oakley, also from Virginia Union. I think Coach Robbins probably had 5 or 6 NBA players to come out of that institution.
How much has this tournament contributed economically to the city of Charlotte?
Not including this year, it's been $599.7 million, which is over $500 million, which is a pretty incredible number that has been invested in this community. You know, we have been able to have over $20 million in scholarships going back over the course of being here, back to our member institutions.
And last year, how much was generated?
Last year was about 47.6, I believe. You know, over the last couple of years, it's been between 47 to 50. $50 million of economic impact, and about 24, 26 in direct spend. I mean, we're here for 7 days. We get here Sunday. We don't leave to Sunday. People are coming in. Our hotels are filled.
Now, you mentioned hotels. That has been a kind of a sore spot with some fans that I've talked to and interviewed over the years, that the hotels, that they were very high, that not affordable. People were staying in Concord and outlying places because they couldn't afford to stay downtown. The parking, no in and out, $25 and every time you go in and out. How did that go this year?
We've tried to control those rates as much as we can. We work with a third-party conference direct that manages our hotel property. What we've been trying to get people to understand is that if you go through conference direct, the CIAA's official partner that manages, you will get the rates, the better rates. I think what happens is the fans didn't believe in the system, so they go outside the systems. And when you go out the system, that means that the hotels have an opportunity to sell those rooms at a higher rate.
And how much are they this year?
They range from probably $150 all the way to $250, depending on where you're staying. I believe we're getting pretty competitive rates at this point.
And looking at, you know, you guys are getting ready to leave. There were issues in terms of the black tax where people were charged, the CIAA tax. You had issues where restaurants charged tips automatically that people weren't aware of. You had people complaining about parties that many of them weren't associated with the CIAA, but were private parties. What are your thoughts looking back now that you're ready to leave, and do you think that will be an issue this year?
It's an issue at every event. I don't think it's anything different than CIAA, than NBA, NFL, any of those events that are here, even the Panthers that play here. Like, you know, people attach themselves to things that they like and want to be a part of. I think what we've put in place and worked with the city and even the city that we're going to is measures to allow those things to happen. You can't use the CIAA brand. That's an important piece of who we are. And so you've got to go through a process to do that or be an official sanctioned event. You know, we can't control, you know, the promoters. The promoters have an opportunity no matter where they go to do their events. We've cleaned up a lot of what you were seeing a few years ago. We haven't had tax issues in a long time. I mean, we talk about the games and the events more than all the other things that were happening when I first got here.
Let me ask you this, because this is something I heard a lot of people saying to me. They felt like the city didn't want to keep you guys, that they didn't fight hard enough to keep you guys from going to Baltimore. What are your thoughts on that, and how do you respond?
You know, I think the city of Charlotte does care about the CIAA. I think there's leadership here that wants this tournament to stay. But I also think there's an opportunity for us to move to another city, reset ourselves, rebrand ourselves, allow the schools up north to really have an opportunity to bring their fans and their alumni. And the city of Charlotte will always have the opportunity to rebid again and bring something different or bring something the same. And then the board has to make that decision.
Well, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here with you.
CIAA Commissioner Jackie McWilliams. The tournament is leaving, but the CIAA headquarters will stay in Charlotte.